Hi, Sam. It's Mike McLish. It is about pushing 11:20 on Thursday, and we're still planning on coming in this afternoon. I took a look at the email that you sent, and I appreciate that very much. And I'm wondering if, I think I understand this, and I'm wondering if what coverage would be necessary to get like better ER coverage. Right now, I understand, if I am understanding this correctly, there's really no coverage until you hit your $9,500 what is it called? The I want to get the right term here. You have to spend $9,500 out of pocket until the deductible until you start getting ER coverage, and the same thing with labs and imaging, and the same thing with preferred drugs. You have to hit $9,500 before you start getting any coverage on any of those. And I'm wondering what you have to do to start. Did you have to go to silver to get coverage on some of that kind of stuff? And what it costs to go there and get that. So, if you could give me a call back when you get a chance, or maybe be prepared to talk about that when we get there today. But if you have answers to those questions, that would be great. And the other questions I have is there travel coverage involved with any of these plans? We don't do a lot of, my daughter doesn't do a lot of travel, but, she occasionally goes to Las Vegas. And it's like, if you're out of the area, is there any coverage on anything for these plans? And what would it take to get that? And the other question I have, it's not clear to me, for things like I see there's mental health coverage on here, and but it's not clear to me whether or not by psychiatrist, is that covered under mental health outpatient, or is that specialist? If it's specialist, again, it comes under the deductible, the $9,500 deductible. If it's mental health, it looks like it's covered. As an outpatient visit kind of thing. So if you could clarify that, that'd be great as well. I'm at 248-730-4069. Thanks very much. You have a good day. Bye-bye.